Okay. Son? Okay. This week's Parshios, Savin Vayelech, always precedes, at least the Savin precedes Rosh Hashanah. And the famous Pasuk, the Torah says, Ki amitzah zos, asher anuchim etzavcha hayom, that the mitzvah that I command you today is not hidden from you. It's not hidden from you. The lo rechokehi, and it's not far away from you. Lo b'shamayim, it's not in shamayim. Leimor miyala lano shamayim yikachel lano, that you'll have to climb up to shamayim, figuratively. Shemayim shaman ascend of lo emir ve'evir layami, it's not on the other side of the ocean. That this mitzvah is karov me'od, it's close, it's easy to perform, beficha, with your mouth, with your heart, to do it. And there's a big discussion what it means, ki mitzvah hazos. Because if you take a look in the Gemara in Erevin, which Rashi quotes in Pasuk Yud Beis, lo b'shamayim hi, shi lo b'shamayim hi, sasarech lalo sacharei lamda, that the sugi in the Gemara Nunhei, in Nundala Nunhei, there in Erevin, says it's referring to Talmud Torah. That Talmud Torah is accessible. And it's karav hadavar ma'od. The Gemara says, if you're going to be in me'ever layam, if you're going to always be on a boat trip, then you're always going to be on a big trips to make business, then you're not going to do it. But it's basically an accessible mitzvah. And that's what the simple pshat how the Gemara learns. However, the Ramban Al HaTorah in Parashas Nitzavim, page 2, writes, "Tam ki mitzvah zos al kol haTorah kula." That's the first shot, that it's going on the Torah. Learning Torah, maybe observing the Torah. But the Ramban says no. V'anochon, the more correct shot, is ki al kol haTorah yomar kol haMitzvah asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. If you say HaMitzvah Zos means just the Torah in general, observing Torah or learning Torah, that's what it said, Kol HaMitzvah. Ki Kol. Whenever it says Kol HaMitzvah, that means the whole Torah. But here it says Ki HaMitzvah Zos, it's mashma specific mitzvah. What is that? HaMitzvah Zos al Tshuva HaNizkeres. That Mitzvah Zos is referring to the Pasuk Aleph, Vashivosa Elevavecha, Veshavta Hashem Elokecha, that it's the mitzvah of tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva. That's the mitzvah that's Karav Elecha Adover Ma'od. Beficha Uvalvavcha Lasos. And I'd like to focus on this idea of Beficha Uvalvavcha Lasos. Some say it's referring to the tshuva, the ficha is the vidui, right? Your besfada bepeh. You have your charata belev, so your kabbalah al osid. But let's focus on this pasuk. Ki karav eilecha hadover ma'od, beficha uvavcha la'soso. According to the Ramban, it's referring not to the whole of Torah, not even to Talmud Torah, but to the mitzvah of tshuva, or the concept of tshuva. It's korav eilecha dover, v'ficho uvavcha lasos. And there's a fascinating insight from the Divrei Yecheskel of Shinev on this pasuk. And he makes a remarkable contrast, which I never would have seen, noticed on my own. But the Shinova, the Divrei Yecheskel of Shinov, makes a remarkable contrast between the pasuk Ki karav eilecha adover ma'od v'fichu b'vavcha lasoso, contrasting it to a pasuk in the first parsha of Kriya Shema. What does it say in Kriya Shema? Famous pasuk, v'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha v'chol l'vavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'odecha. And what is, how does Rashi explain that? V'chol l'vavcha v'shnei yitzarecha yitzatov yitzahara, it's the lave, the whole lave. Nafshecha v'chol notel nafshecha v'chol me'odecha, Rashi says, is with all your money. V'chol mamoncha. Because you have to spend your money. So says the Shinova a remarkable thing. If you look at our pasuk, Kikarav Elecha Adover Me'od B'fichul Vavcha Lo Asoso, is the opposite. What does it say in Kriya Shema? B'chol Lavavcha U'b'chol Nafshecha U'b'chol Me'odecha, with your lev, your nefesh, and your Me'od, your the Me'od Shulcha, the Mamon Shulcha. What does it say over here? Go back to page 1. Kikarav Elecha Adover Me'od B'fichul Vavcha Lo Asoso. First, it starts out with the ma'od, the ma'odecha. Then it's what? Bechol. Then it's levavcha. Bechol nafshecha, bechol levavcha, bechol nafshecha, bechol ma'odecha. So here it's just the opposite. It's the Me'odecha first. It's B'ficha second. And V'vavcha third. Let's see what he says. Take a look on page 7. Second column. Hinei b'parshas Kriya Shema k'siv v'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'odecha. Choshev tchila b'chol levavcha l'shabed ha'lev, that our lev should be meshuba to God. V'chakach ha'nefesh v'chakach b'chol modecha haynu ha'momo. V'kan b'posak hazeh mona v'holech seder avodu misofa l'rosho. Here it says just the opposite. V'hepech mamish ki karov eilech adover me'od. It starts off with me'od, the Me'odecha, the Mamon. Ki karov eilecha b'tchil l'shaber tavas Mamon, v'chakach b'ficha is ha'nefesh, because the nefesh is b'ficha, as we see the famous Targum, v'hi ha'odam l'nefesh chaya, Targum Unkelus says, ruach memalala, that the nefesh is referred to by the Dibur, that when Hashem created Adam in Parshas Breishis, Nefesh Chaya, Unkelus says that's the Ruach Memalala, that's the Koach Hadibur, that's B'ficha. V'chakach b'lvavcha la'soso, haynu l'shabed libo l'avodoso. So it's interesting, says the Divrei Yecheskel, that the Pasuk in our Parsha of Ki Karov Eilecha Adover Me'od B'ficha b'lvavcha la'soso is the opposite of b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'odecha. That me'od is the me'odecha, b'ficha is the nafshecha, and b'ficha then b'lvavcha. That's b'chol levavcha. So what's the pshat? That in Parshas Kriya Shema it says b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'odecha, and here it starts off the opposite: me'odecha first, then nafshecha, and then levavcha. So he says like this: He says like this in the third column. Yishlomer al das omram tzadikim libam moser biyodam varishoyim misurim biyad libam. The parshas kriyashma mayri b'misha lochata the libo moser biyodam. Whereas the person that we're speaking about, the Hatas Hashem Elokecha, who's on the Madrega of the Hatas Hashem Elokecha, b'chol vavcho, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol modecho, is a big tzaddik. So him, he's already pure inside. So then we say, you're already over Hashem, even with your lave, and certainly with your nefesh and your mama. But the lave is the highest thing, that's the most pnimius of the person. And then your dibur, and then your mamo. But in our parsha, we're trying to say to a person who's not yet there, and he has to do tshuva, and we're trying to explain to him that don't think tshuva is such a hard thing. So start step by step. Start with the easiest thing. Modecha, like Rabbi Einstein said yesterday. Mamon, I mean, obviously, mamon has to be earned, but it's not to give mamon is not changing your mahus necessarily. So to do that action, that's rather simplistic. Then to say I'm going to change my dibur, that's the second darga. Then I'm going to even change my lave, that's even the highest darga. So the parish is Kriya Shema V'haftas Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcho B'chol Nafshecho B'chol Meodecha. That's going on the tzaddik. He already is pure. So then we can speak that he's over Hashem already with his Levavcho Nafshecho Meodecha. The parish is Nitzavim is talking to the person who's not yet there. He's not yet the tzaddik. And we tell him, don't get turned off. Don't try to right away jump to the top. Start off me'od, be'odecha, doing certain actions, giving some tzedakah, doing some actions. Then you'll see the next thing, your dibur will change. Beficha. And then the lvavcha lasoso. Then your life. And that's how he explains the difference between the two. Then he goes on, and what attracted me a little bit to this, to say over, particularly today, the Divrei Yecheskel, even though we didn't really fully get there yet, is he uses an analogy from Bava Kamma, from Merubah, in the concept of tshuva. There's a famous Gemara on the fourth column on page 7, in Bava Kamma Samaches Amid Beis. It talks about, we know the halacha is, if you have an item in your possession, you can go ahead and you can be makdish it. Say, I have this pen. I could say, this pen is lebeis hamikdash. Because I own the pen and it's in my possession. But say my object was stolen. Now, and I didn't have yeish yet. And there was no shinoi, Avram. There was no shinoi. There was no shinoi yet. It's still my object. So can I makdish it? So the Gemara says no. Why? Because even though it's not mine, but it's not in my rishus now. It's not in my rishus. So since it's not in my domain, I'm still the owner. So I can't makdish it. What about the goslin? Can he makdish it? He also can't makdish it. Why? Because even though it's in his domain, but it's not his. So neither of us can be makdishim. So that's the famous Gemara in Bava Kamma. Gozol, fourth line, lo nisyashu habaylim, if you steal from somebody, and the baylim didn't have yeish yet, shneim ein yecholim lakdisho. Neither party, neither the original owner, nor the gazlan, can be makdish. Ze lefi she'ena shalo. The Goslin can't do it because it's Ein Shalo. It's not his. Vizeh, and the original owner can't be Makdishit, Lefisha Ein Ubershuso. So, The Divrei Yecheskel says like this: Hachanami, Afilu Masitra Akar Gozlu Mimenu Hanitotzas Kedoshim Shenoflu Buklipa. In other words, even if, so to speak, the Yetzirah gets the best of you, and he takes away part of your nefesh, and you think he's going to win over you, and he's totally going to control you, there's one thing that you could do, and that's not to have yeish. Because once you have yeish, the halacha is, but if the original owner would have yeish, Avram, then what? Then it's totally owned by the other guy. And then the Gazlan can be, it's totally in his, it's his. He takes over. He can do everything. So if the Yetzirah, the Sitrach, or whatever you want to call it, is, you think he has the best of you, he got you. So if you taka have yeish on yourself, then you're right. He got you. He has you, and you're misyayish, and now it's. But if you don't have yeish, no matter what madrega you're in, whatever aveira you might have done, and everyone does aveiras, different types of aveiras. Everyone has aveiras. But if you're misyayish on yourself, then it's like the case of the guy who got this object stolen from him, and then his misyayish, then the gazlan takes over in totality. But as long as it's gozel v'lo nisyashu habaylim, then shneim einu yochum lakdisho. Yesh takana l'zeh. And that's what it says. Kikoro v'lecha dover ma'od v'fichum v'alcha sozo. Hanu. So he says, so you always have to have the attitude that you never have yeish. And what's the, and, ah, but it's so far removed? No. Hayinu sheyaschi l'sakin t'chila b'momom. Shenikra ma'od. So start off with the easy things. Start off with the momon, or start off with something easy. You know, not something, we don't start off with the big things, with doing difficult things. Do a little act. Do a little act. V'chakach b'ficha, shu ha-nefesh, v'farish ha-targum, al-vahi ha-dom l'nefesh chaya. And then, you get to b'vavcha, and that means that your lave, your whole being, is given to God. Okay. And that's the difference. But once you have the attitude that I'm gone, then taka, that's a problem. But always have that attitude that what? Lo nisyashu habaylim. If it's lo nisyashu habaylim, then when this Yetzirah, the Sitra Achra, the Satan, whatever you want to call him, takes it over you, he's not going to have you unless you're misyayish. Once you're not because if misyayish, then when he steals, it's his. It's gone. It's in his rishus. It's gezel lo nisyayishu habaylim. It's not. And that, Rabosai, if you look in, ready for next week, the Shabbos Shuvah, Hosea, so the Malbim points out that there are different levels of tshuva. It says, "Tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha ki hashalta b'avonecha." It says, "Tshuva ad Hashem Elokecha." And then the next pasuk says, "Chu imochem dvarim v'shuvu el Hashem." What's the difference between tshuva ad Hashem in Pasuk Aleph and Shuva El Hashem in Pasuk Beis? So he says like this, that Ad Hashem is Milas Ad Mitzayin Shashem Omed Rachok Mehem. Whereas Ad Hashem means that I'm here and God is so far away, I'm first starting off. So my tshuva is, you know, in the beginning stages. But the second pasuk, second arrow, v'shuva el Hashem, that's already when I'm doing tshuva me'ava, when I'm already most closer. and now I'm El Hashem, I have a relationship with God, and I'm doing tshuva me'ava, that's the next step. Meaning, just like we said before, you don't start with the big things. And anyone who has difficulty should be shoal eitzah. If you have a difficulty with an area you want to do tshuva with, and you're not sure how to do it, how to deal with it. So you have to sit down with someone you're comfortable speaking with and see how to deal with it. Because sometimes if you try to, you know, go too far in the tshuva, too quickly, then you're starting with the napshecha levavchom chol modecha. That's already for the established tzaddik. He's already on this high madrega. The other person is meficha, it's karov, but it has to go piecemeal with the simple things first. If you feel you weren't waking up on time, so start waking up on time. If you feel you need to, you know, be more on time, some things that you could do, things that are not tremendous, tremendous acts of heroism. That's the established tzaddik, is b'chol levav, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol modecha. But the person who's not yet there, we have to tell him that tshuva is not so hard, because if you do it this way, of kikarav adover od ma'od, the ma'odecha, then b'ficha, that's the nafshecha, b'levavcha la'soso, u'levcha levavcha, then you'll get someplace. Then you'll get someplace. And it's interesting, there are a couple of midrashim that show how HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes tshuva easy for us. Take a look on page 10 in the Psikta Rabasi. Again, in the pasuk of Shabbos Shuva, Shuva Ad Hashem Elokecha, Amru Ribono Shel Olam, Bisarim Anu Min Havono Shehem Merubim. So the Midrash says, Ribono Shel Olam, we're afraid that we did a lot of sins. Amar David ki vanosai avru roshi. Ezra says ki avoseinu rabu l'mala. We're mamish drowning in sin. Vashmoshenu god la'al shamayim, and our sins are, we can heap them up, pile them up, they'll reach shamayim. Amar kadosh baruch hu al tisyaru min hadover hazeh imheim ad harakia. Even if you have sins that you can pile up to the rakia. Vatem osim tshuva ani solech. Lo harari, unbelievable. Even if your sins, you can pile them up to the rakia, I'll still forgive them. Now we know there are seven rakias, so which rakia is Hashem saying? So it says, lo hararishon, not only if your sins got up to the first rakia, lo harasheni, not only if you can pile your sins up to the second rakia, that's even higher, lo harashlishi, not even to the third rakia, Elafilo arashvi, even if your sins go until the seventh rakia, ad kisei akovod, vatem osim tshuva miyad ani mekabel eschem. Shuvu Yisrael ad Hashem elkecha, shuvu Yisrael afilo avonos ad Hashem elkecha. Meaning God is sitting lamala from the seven rakias, so He's way up there. I mean, so even if your sins are piled up ad Hashem elkecha, that's so high up, Hashem says, don't worry. You can still do tshuva. And the Psikta of the Rav Kahana says a similar word. So that's what it means. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha means, even if your sins are so high up, they're piled up, that kiviyochol, they're reaching the seventh rakia, ad Hashem Elokecha, you can still do tshuva. And says the Psikta of the Rav Kahana, what does it mean, ad Hashem Elokecha? Amar Rav Yehuda bar Simon, Shuvi Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha afilu kafarta be'ikar. Ad Hashem Elokecha means that even if you did not, you were kofar be'ikar. Ad Hashem Elokecha, meaning you confronted, you did an avera that confronts God directly. Amar Avlaza benog sheba olam adam mevaza es chaveru. That's what it means, Ad Hashem Elokecha. Then the Medrash continues. Benog sheba olam adam mevaza es chaveru barabu. If somebody embarrasses a fellow Jew publicly, and then he wants to get forgiveness for him. So he says, what kind of apology is this? You embarrassed me publicly, and now you're just asking mechila from me privately. Leich v'havei osam anoshim shebizise osin l'fneim. Go back and bring all those people that you shamed me in front of them, and ask mechila in front of that whole crowd. But and then I'll forgive you. That's between two people. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't no Cain, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it easier. El Adam Omed Umcharif V'Gadiv V'Shuk. A person could be Mecharif cursing God publicly in the Shuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Lo Asay Tshuva Beini L'Veinecha V'Ani Mekabelcha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it easier. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it easier. Kikarov Hadover. Even if your sins are Ad Hashem Lokecha, this hope. And then there's the famous Gemara in Chagiga, and that has Yedalan and Hezvav, the famous Gemara of Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha ben Avuya was the Tana who went off the Derech. He went off the Derech. And Rav Meir was a Talmud of his. So take a look. The first word in the line, lower down than where I put the arrow. First word in the line, Shaya Rochev al Hasus. Tan Rabban Maisa Ba'acher. Elisha ben Avuya was once Rochev al Hasus b'Shabbos. He was riding a horse on Shabbos. And his Talmud, Meir Mahalich Acharav, Lilmo Torah. And his Talmud was following him to learn Torah. Mipiv, Amar lo Meir, Chazor lacharecha, Shvar shi'arti bikvei susi at kan tchum Shabbos. He says, because apparently he might have been going even further. He says, you can't come with me anymore. In other words, I might be Michal Shabbos now, I might be going out of the tchum, but you can't follow me anymore. It's already tchum Shabbos. So Amrle Afatacha Zorbecha. So he's Reb Meir said to his Rebbe, so why don't you come back too? Why don't you do tshuva? Amrle Lukvar Marti Lucha Kvar Shemati Mechare HaPargod, because I already heard sort of like a bas kol. Shuva Bonim Shovavim Chutz Me'acher. That the bas kol said, Shuva Bonim Shovavim, that all the wayward sons could do tshuva except for Acher. Shuva Bonim Shovavim Chutz Me'acher. The Rav Shechter likes to say over from Rav Soloveitchik that the Gemara says in Bava Basra that there's a drasha ben velo acher, that acher is the opposite of a ben. So Rav Shechter says over from Rav Soloveitchik that the Pashup Shat in the Gemara is that the Baskol said Shuvu Bonim Shovavim Chutz Me'acher. But Rav Soloveitchik wanted to learn Pshat that all the Baskol said is Shuvu Bonim Shovavim. And he on his own inferred that it's Chutz Me'acher, because a ben is the opposite of Acher, and he was called Acher. But not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it to him beferish. It was his misinterpretation of what the Baskol said. But the Pashup Shat in the Gemara is that what? That that's what the Baskol said. Shuva Bonim Shovavim Chutz Me'acher. However, the Shaloh HaKadosh says the following. He quotes this Gemara on page 13 and page 14, and he says like this. Take a look on page 14, on the bottom right column. For Od, the Afilo Elisha, even Elisha ben Avuya, who is Acher, im Hiftzir, v'hirba b'tfila, if he would have done a proper tshuva, and he wouldn't have accepted no for an answer, that he's an oisvarf and he's out of the machane. If he had misagev asav usigufim gedolim, and he would have maybe inflicted some pain to himself, to Momonosha, yochel liyos sheyem mekubel barachmim rabim. It could be, v'afal pi sheshoma me'acharei apargat chutz me'acher, even though he heard chutz me'acher, lo haya lo limno es atzmo min arachmim. He shouldn't have thrown in the towel. He should have thrown in the towel. In other words, you should never say, I'm a reject. I can't come back. Shuvu bonim shovam chutz me'acher. That was the way Rav Soloveitchik learned. Hashem never even said it. The Baskol never even said it. It was his interpretation that acher mean, that ben means velo acher. Not that it was said, but even the, according to the shalah that it was said beferish, you still shouldn't listen. And look at the Gemara. Take a look for a second on the next page on 15, famous Gemara in Pesachim, Pei Vav Amud Beis. Amar lo kol sho yomar lecha balabayis asei chutz mitzei. That when you're a guest by somebody, so anything the balabayis says, you have to listen to, except if he says to leave. So what does that mean? So the shalah on page 14 in the left column says the following: Shesha omar kol masho yomar lecha balabayis asei chutz mitzei balabayis haynu hakadosh baruch hu. He's the balabayis. Kol masha yomar lecha asei, the mitzvahs asei, anything, any mitzvah Hashem says to do, you have to do it. Chutz mitzei, meaning she yomar lecha asei mi beisi. In other words, if you hear a baskol say, "Get out of my house," meaning you can't do tshuva anymore. You're an oisvarv. You're finished. Al tishmalo. The kol she yomar lecha balabayis asei, except if he says that you're too far gone, because there's no such thing. Al tikadesh b'tshuva kizeh cheshkol shal balabayis el shemate uscha. So as the balabayis just wants to trick you, but he really will accept tshuva even for anybody. And that's the idea of kikarov hadover elecha mulob, but you have to do it step by step. You have to do it step by step. And you can read the rest of the things here, but we tie it in also to Parshas Vayelech, because in Parshas Vayelech, on page 21, it says, "V'atok hisvu lachem es hashira hazos," the mitzvah of writing a sefer Torah. And it's interesting; it starts off with the word ve'atah. And whenever you see the word ve'atah, you should always think of the Medrash Rabbah on page 20. Medrash Rabbah in Breishis Chaf Alavav. That whenever it says va'ata in Chumash, there's a connotation also of tshuva, and you always have to figure out how is it tshuva here. So it's interesting here, and some svarim write, why is it ata the tshuva? Because ata means now, meaning right now you could change your life. Right now you just change your direction. And you're already, instead of going this way, you're that way, you already did something. The Atah is tshuva. And it comes into the context with Shira Hazos. Because Rabosai, the ikar of having tshuva is if life is a Shira, and the Torah is a Shira. Because you have Simchas HaChaim, like Rav Shechter mentioned. And you realize that, you know, not everything is so difficult, not everything is so hard. It has to be Shira, it has to be Simcha. Because if you take everything so hard and it's such difficulty, so then you're not going to have va'ata. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us, it's korov elecha, that whatever we did wrong, even if we'll, as the Mabit writes in the Beis Elokim, you could still do tshuva even if you know that you're going to slip back again. But there's still some meaningful in doing tshuva, even though you're going to slip back again. Just take it easy. Never have yeish on yourself, because kol shomar chabalaba. Even if the baskol says, and to us that means even if you have a hargosha inside that you're too far gone, don't believe it. If Elisha ben Avuya would have not thrown in the towel, Shlosh says he would have been accepted back in, and even though the baskol, whichever way you learn, like Rav Soloveitchik's way or the shalah's way, that it was beferish the baskol or not beferish the baskol, but the shalah says if he would have pushed, he would have gotten back in. Kol shayom alcha balabayis asay, anything the balabayis says to do, except if he tells you can't do tshuva anymore, chutz mitzei. And that has to be with v'ata kisvu luchem es hashira zos. Has to come with enjoying your learning shira, the shira satoira. It has to come with Simchas HaChaim, and to realize that, like Rav Moshe Feinstein always said, that we lost a generation because people had the attitude of Shver Tzuzayin Yid, that things are difficult, it's too hard, it's not enjoyable. And our attitude has to be, as Rav David said from his father Reb Moshe agreeing to sein a yid. It's easy to be a Jew. What does it mean it's easy to be a Jew? There's so many things. It means you have to take it slowly. Go one step at a time. Don't say you have to right now reach the highest thing. Where you are, go the next rung up. Don't go 10 rungs. Don't skip 10 rungs now. Beficha, bevavcha, lasoso. But first is ma'od, the mamon, which is relatively easy. And then, beficha, the dibur, bevavcha. And then you reach the tshuva. Ki akaro hadover ma'od. And that has to be the attitude. If we think that it's insurmountable, then we're going to have yeyish. When you have yeyish, that's it. But gezov lonus yeshua b'ilim, then you always still have that item. Somebody steals something, as long as you don't have yeyish, you're still connected. So if the satan, the yetzahara, is stealing your neshama, if you have yeyish, you're gone. But if you don't have yeyish, then it's still yours. It's still yours, and then eventually you'll get it back. And that's the attitude as we have the Tzav V'Yelech, the last Kriyas HaTorahs before Rosh Hashanah of the year, and as we're going into the new year, that we all want to have new things, new hischatshus. Of course, we should always have to have hischatshus, but always take it step by step and see what area. And sometimes you need to sit down with somebody. And I always offer my services to anybody who would want a shmooze. Sit down, speak about anything you want to speak about, and sometimes you'll realize that you can do it. And the next step will be easier, step by step, ki koro velecha dover ma'od, beficho vavcha lasos. Okay. Till down, Ben.